From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
That beat is the shit. You know it is. And you know what it is.
Yeah.
That means this is NFL Wild Card Weekend. I love that shit. Steve and Chris on the mics again this week. Oh man, Wild Card Weekend matchups. We got an NFC and an AFC, and it's just going to be really, really good fun for the next 60 minutes. Stay tuned. Lock on in. Hey, if you can't call in, you better call in. It's 929-477-4171. And if you can't call in, remember, we on every goddamn social media there is. The Bleed Blue Show. Once you put The Bleed Blue Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google, something's going to come up, and you'll see the symbol and the whole nine yards. 929-477-4171 is the number. Azu, how are you?
Yo, what's going on, man?
All four games.
Is very good on paper. Very good. I don't know how to explain it, man. Just looking at the matchups, I don't even know who to pick. I'll make my decision when we get to our pick'ems. We'll put some confidence picks on them, and we'll explain that a little bit later. But, yo, every game starting Saturday at 4:30 is on, man. I mean, and it's good because it'll make up for the college football was a dud, man. I don't know about how you felt about the college football.
Hey, man, that was probably one of the sorriest. Yeah. That was
the worst I ever seen. It'll make up for it on Monday, though. Upcoming Monday. It'll make up, hopefully.
Oh, man, that just wasn't happening, man. I don't, you know what? I guess what you expect on New Year's Day is some fantastic down-the-wire blockbuster.
That was worse.
But in this particular, let me just backtrack on NCAA for a minute. For instance, the Texas, I expected Georgia to come on out there and do some damage, man. They barely showed up. I mean,
I hate to make excuses.
They had no air in their tank.
I don't know, man. It seems like some of these teams that were on the outside looking in, it's just probably weren't interested. Probably just there to party and have a good time and know that there was no national championship implications to it. And like, all right, screw it. We're just here to show up. And I kind of understand that. You know, some of these cats probably thinking pro. But, yo, the whole entire weekend was not good with games, man, with the college football. That was one of the worst I ever seen. That was crazy.
It was, man. And you know what you do, Steve. I mean, if you're a diehard college – not to be diehard, but if you're a real college fan, you want to see a good game is what my point is. You want to see something competitive. And I have to pick – I'm sorry, I have to pick on Georgia. They just were – what was that, man? I had this team number one earlier this year in my mind, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Notre Dame was funny. I'm missing somebody. I'm missing somebody. Somebody else disappointed me, Steve. Who disappointed you?
Penn State and Kentucky game you talking about? Or are you talking about
Kentucky took it to them, bro.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
It's a different era, man. I mean, some of these players, they say, I'm going to forego the bowl game and get ready for the NFL. You never used to hear that before. This is some new stuff, man. So,
I know.
I mean, you get a lot of that now.
Now, this, you know what this did? This gave a lot of credence to them cats that are like, oh, man, you don't even know. I'm all NFL, man. College ain't about nothing. And then I've been arguing with them. I'm like, yo, you got to see these cats before they come out, especially if you're a draft dude like we are. And you're really into it, but the universities just didn't take part in that. But we talking NFL Wild Card Weekend this week. 929-477-4171, everybody listening in. Steve, look, man, like you said, these are very, very hot games. And I want to really start off. Let's just jump into it. I want to start off the Colts and the Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans. I want your take on that and see what is happening. We also, Steve, we got the definition of lit on the line today. You know what that
means. Bring him on.
He's going to give us some fiery insight, as you know. And he's been definitionally.
First and foremost, I want to wish you guys a happy new year. I definitely was a party guy. I definitely was a party guy. I'll repeat, a party guy this weekend.
Oh,
but hey, listen, real quick on college football.
Yes.
Hey, come on.
Yes,
listen. The best game probably I think I saw was that University of Central Florida and LSU out here in Arizona. That was a trippy game.
That's right.
You guys forgot to talk about that one, man. There was some licks going on.
Yes.
There was some straight licks going on in that game, dude.
Yes, there was. And can I touch it? Let me just say this. That was a chance. Here we go. I'm going to get a tad bit political here. That was a chance for the University of Florida to make a Central Florida to make a statement nationally. They have been doubted for about three seasons now. Oh, man, these undefeated records mean nothing. They needed to step up right then and there. This was their moment. And where's the sound, man? Where's the sound at? Here you go. You know, that's what I got. was their moment. That was their moment.
Yeah, you're right. But there were some situations where there was, I mean, they shined in certain situations. But, you know,
LSU is LSU.
But I think out of that particular day, to me personally, that was the best game, other than being excited to watch Dwayne Haskins.
That game in Arizona was pretty tight.
Man.
It was pretty good. It
kept me involved.
Hey,
I'm not really a college guy.
I don't know about him. But it's another show. It's another show. But I saw some things that I didn't like just as a player. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that when the draft show is come. But I just
told you what I watched.
But that Arizona game was good. I liked that one. There were some hits.
Oh, the Arizona game was very good, man. And my look, let's do Wild Card Weekend and get back to it. Let's get Wild Card Weekend. I'm looking at the time here. So we got to break right in. And, Lit, you know, I'm going to ask you first, man. Look, what's your take? Because you've seen everybody. You just came from Indianapolis not too long ago. Indianapolis Colts are playing the Houston Texans this weekend. Let me say they won 9 of their last 10 games. Okay, and Houston started off 0-3, including the loss to yours truly, the Blue Crew, before they reeled off about 9 straight wins. And I think Luck is like, he had a shoulder injury that hampered his whole last two seasons, man. And here he is coming back. He got like 70% of his passes, 4,500 yards, 39 touchdowns. He's killing it. He's killing it, coming in on that. Both of them are coming in on some kind of momentum. What do you guys take on that? Jason, you first.
Well, they are bringing back all their players that they were from injury. I read there were some reports that a couple players are actually coming back in certain specialty areas. But, you know, honestly, Chris, I don't see the Colts as the hot team. I don't see them escaping Wild Card Weekend. I don't. That to me, man, I don't know unless you see otherwise. I don't see that as a highlight of a game. I think that it's going to come out and there's going to be a lot of fizzle in that game.
Right.
Andrew Luck is Andrew Luck. I mean, he might throw a pick. He might throw two picks. T.Y. Hilton might go off. He might not. Ebron might go on, he might go off. It just depends on who shows up. Because anything can happen, really. And in that game, my pick was Houston on that one, as far as that.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Okay, cool, got it. Hey, Azul, before we go to Azul, I got to bring on Steve from L.A. to give his take right quick. Steve from L.A.! Oh, shoot.
Hey, guys.
Wait, hold on now. Who's whistling? Is that you, Steve?
Yeah.
Stop whistling, man. It don't come out great.
Oh, the whistle? I don't know what the heck that is.
It is what it is.
Again, man. Yeah, all you need is a rapper right behind you now, and then we can get a real feedback going on here. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans. What's going on? What's the take on that game, right, real quick?
So I'm going to say one thing about this game. I want to say one thing about Andrew Luck. You know, I mean, he's clearly one of the top quarterbacks, but if you watch that game last week, he had a few, like, really bad throws. I mean, besides the pick six, he had some other ones that he got lucky that weren't picked off or some very inaccurate throws. And my whole point is that, and I mentioned this to Jason before, if Eli Manning had thrown the throws that Andrew Luck had thrown last week, he would have been crucified. I mean, you know, we watch Eli Manning every week, and so it's easy, you know, you pick out the things that he does wrong, and you're like, oh my God, how could he do that? But, you know, the other quarterbacks in the league do the same thing. Like, they also have bad throws and do dumb mistakes, and, you know, you're scratching your head. So I think it was an interesting perspective to watch Andrew Luck. Having said that, and I'm not saying anything of Andrew Luck, because he's a top quarterback and he's really good, and, you know, he certainly won that game for them. So, but I think this week I would go with Houston, just because I think overall they're it seems to me Indianapolis is more up and down. I think Houston's basically been steady and plays well on both sides of the ball every single week. And it's kind of shocking that this team lost to the Giants. I mean, it's pretty shocking that they lost that. And they didn't just lose to them. I mean, let's be honest, the first half they got, I mean, the Giants like had their way with them the first half of that game.
They did.
And this was a game that the Giants were starting Ereck Flowers. Don't forget that. And like they did not have their line built. They had the Flowers and Omame and you know, and they basically had their way with Houston. But it just goes to show you week to week. You know, it just goes to show you week to week. You can't teams are going to look bad and they're going to look good. You can't. A team is never as good as the games when they blow someone out, and they're never as bad as the games when they get blown out. But right. I think overall week to week that they've just been steadier, and I think they're at home, and so I think I'll pick Houston in this game.
Okay. Steve in L.A. Hey, Azul, I saw a stat that I think you'll be interested in. Wait a minute, what was it? It was that the 92 San Diego Chargers are the only team – the Houston Texans are the first team since the 92 San Diego Chargers to win a playoff game. They're going to join them as being the first team since 1990. I don't know how this is reading, to win a playoff game after starting 0-3. So whoever these people are already picking the Texans, you know. But here's the thing: I think that's wrong to do in a way, because in Indianapolis they had a worse start. They was 1-5, if I remember correctly. You know, so basically they went 9-1 after that. And I don't know. Look, these are two ugly-looking teams that probably are just set up perfectly to have a classic game. That's what I'm looking at. I think something's going to happen here that's going to be memorable. Whether it's going to be a memorable fumble, whether it's going to be some kind of end around, I don't know what. But this is one of those games that's just primed for that. What's your take on all of that, Azul?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what Steve said. When I was looking at the matchups on this game, they're really, really even, man, as far as play on the field rivalry,
yeah.
Division rivals. I remember watching more so the first game. The second game, I only caught the end of the second half, but the first game, that if I'm not mistaken, that was the Texans' first win of the season, and that was off of bad play calling or bad coaching by Frank
mm-hmm.
Reich.
Mm-hmm.
They made some stupid play call in the fourth quarter that really handed the Texans a win. I think they were going for the win, and they didn't get it on the fourth down. The Colts. This is when the Colts were at home. So both of these teams won on the other team's home field, meaning Texans won in Indianapolis by 3, like 37-34 in overtime, I think.
Right.
And then the Colts won like about a month ago. I was keeping tabs on that game, 24-21 in Houston. What an impressive win by the Colts at the time. And the Colts have done a nice job putting it together. The offensive line has played outstanding this year, held them up. I like the secondary of the Texans, but, they could still get carved up. They still got T.Y. and Eric Ebron, Jack Doyle, whenever he's healthy, but
mm-hmm.
he's been banged up. But they still use, Hines out of the backfield, and then they're going to run the ball with Marlon Mack. But Andrew Luck has kind of got a little bit of interception prone in him, just like Deshaun Watson, too, though. I mean, who's the better quarterback? Let me ask those guys. Ask Steven and Jason. Who's the better quarterback?
Wow, that's a good question.
Who do you
prefer? Let me do that.
Because
let me remind everybody, 929-477. Yeah, 929-477-4171, everybody. Jason, who is the better quarterback?
I'm going to go with the safe bet, and I would probably say Andrew Luck. I'd go Andrew Luck if I had to pick between the two. Just knowledge of the game, understanding of the game. Hi, Wunderlich. I'd just go Andrew Luck. So that'd be my safe bet.
He's been here before, too. Steve, what about you, Steve in L.A.?
I that's a tough one. I mean, they have very different skill sets. I guess I would go with Andrew Luck because he seems to have everything. He seems to be good all around, so I guess I would go with Andrew Luck. But, I don't think there's that much difference. There's that much distance between the two quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm going to answer too. I'm going to go with Luck too. And my problem with this, with Luck right here, because we're talking about this one game, is that the Colts don't typically travel very well, Steve. I mean, Azul, Steve. You know, but at the same time, the Texans bring out the best of them. You know, as you witnessed in that other game earlier this year. Okay, so. I'm gonna have to go with Luck too because of the experience factor. So Azul,
it's close, man.
Again.
I mean, I know we're talking NFL, and I hate to bring back college, but I mean Deshaun Watson, right? National champion. I mean, this guy he's a gamer. He's a big time quarterback, but. We're really splitting hairs and styles. So if I had a preference, I would pick Watson over Luck. But I love Luck. I really do. But I think the DeAndre Hopkins factor, I don't really fear the Colts secondary. I think him and Fuller, they're a load, man. DeAndre Hopkins, man. I think that's a lot to deal with. And I could go either way, but if you had to pick it, just flip of a coin. And I like the Texas secondary. I like that the fact that they started 0-3 and then they went on a roll. They started being good teams, playoff type of teams. So as did the Colts, but the Honey Badger back there, Joseph Jackson, they got veteran defensive backs that are veterans. I know T.Y. Hilton can still get his, but then they neutralize Eric Ebron in the passing game. And like I said, hide and load up the box and slow down a Marlon Mack. It may be a special teams game. It may even favor the kicker. It may come down to Vinatieri. I mean, it could come down to that. He's money.
Yeah.
He's an all-fame kicker.
Right.
I mean, I can see both ways.
Right.
So I'll reserve my pick when we get to the pick-ems. He could go
good.
Either way.
I'm
going to
do
this
the same
is the reason
thing.
Why they, that's why each team won by 3 points on the other team's field, man. So, I mean, this is a good game, man. They set it off right.
It is. And, you know, before we move on to Seattle and Dallas, everybody, because we're going to do the pick-ems at the end, I just want to add one more thing to this game. How Darius Leonard was not voted to the Pro Bowl is there's a crime here. Something's going on. That dude was monstrous all year long for the Colts. All year.
Yeah.
All year. Led the NFL in tackles. He had about 7 sacks, a couple of interceptions, a couple of fumble recoveries. He was money when it counted. And nobody saw that? I don't know. Moving right along. The next game. We're talking NFL Wild Card Weekend on the Bleed Blue Show. 929-477-4171. Check us out on Twitter. Facebook, Instagram, Google, the whole 9 yards. Yes, indeed. All right. So, gentlemen, we're going to move on to the next game. All right. Seattle at Dallas on Saturday night. Dallas was 6-1 in the 7 games that Elliott had the ball 20 or more times. Okay? And the Seahawks allow a lot of yards per carry from opposing running backs, man. 5 yards a carry. That's crazy. So that's a, it's probably a good strategy to leave the ball in Elliott's hands if you're Dallas, okay? That's one thing that, that I noticed. But also, you got to remember, the Seahawks won't be facing the same Cowboys squad that they did in December. Okay, there's something a little different about this team. I mean, Amari Cooper's here now. Okay, the Cowboys got a strong presence at home. They rested everybody last week against us. What do you guys think? And everybody else that's listening out there, 929-477-4171. Jason, what's your take on this game?
You know, this was my most intrigued game. I'm really excited about this game because I actually want to see the Seahawks knock the Cowboys out for personal reasons. But I actually think they have a chance to do this. The Seahawks used to come at you with the Legion of Boom, but now they got the Legion of Doom. Clark, Wagner, KJ Wright, that is your anchor right there. Their secondary, their secondary, you got what, Trey Boston and McDonough. They can hold their own. I'm not really sure about the safety and the free safety, but I think the corners can do all right. But that that engine on the defensive side is ran by the Legion of Doom. As far as the offense, they have a worse offensive line than the Giants do. We're talking about Sweezy, Britt, Afeni, Andre Brown. That's a very suspect, non-cohesive unit. But the caveat is they got Russell Wilson. They, they got Russell Wilson, and that pretty much speaks volumes. But their offensive line, I mean, they give up a lot of hits, a lot of knockbacks. Russell is very smart to throw it away and or take off. But I really, Steve, Chris, Steve from LA, God, do I want the Seahawks to knock out them boys? You have no idea. That's my Super Bowl, and that's straight up real talk.
That's the definition of lit right there. What's your take on that? How do you follow that up, Steve in LA?
I got to tell you something. You're not going to want to hear this. No one's going to want to hear this.
Go for it. That's why you're here.
Dallas, I got to tell you something. I think Dallas, I think if Dallas plays their game, I don't think anyone can beat them. I think they're going to go far this year. I know no one wants to hear that. I don't want to hear it, but I've watched this team play, and, you know, they have weapons on offense, especially now that they brought Cooper in. They play solid defense. I'm worried this team's going to go far this year, and I certainly am going to pick them against Seattle. I think they're much better. I think they're an overall better team than Seattle. And people talk about Dak Prescott, you know, like, oh, you know, they just protect him and he's not going to, you know, he's not really very good. And, you know, if they don't run the ball, then he gets exposed. And look, he's not always great, but he's had plenty of games where he carries that team to victory. I don't know where all this hate on him. I mean, yeah, he's had some bad games, but he's had plenty of good ones. And I'm fairly confident they're going to win this game. I don't want them to win. I'm going to root against them, but I have to be honest. I think they're going to win, and I don't, you know, look, they're going to struggle against New Orleans, but I think they can beat New Orleans. And I certainly think they're much better than, I think they're much better than Seattle. They should win this game.
Steve in LA. Okay. Azul, you're up.
Man, you know what? They took a lot of my thunder, man. I mean, they said like 90% of the points I was going to make. And I'm actually on the side with Steve. I'm not trying to reveal my picks yet, but I do have the Cowboys over the Seahawks winning this game. But it's for all the right reasons of why I think this game is so intriguing, what Definition of Lit said. Frank Clark is a guy nobody in the league talks about. But there's a game within the game. It's Frank Clark versus Tyron Smith. I mean, I'm going to be watching – that line of scrimmage matchup 80% of the game, man. I can't wait to see how that's going to develop. I think it's going to be a good chess match. It's going to be a good a game within the game between Frank Clark going around Tyron Smith, who's a over most years as a dominant Pro Bowl type left tackle. Now, also remember, the Seattle defensive back coach is from Seattle. Is it Richard?
That's
right.
Right.
The defensive Richard. Coach on the Cowboys.
Yep.
So you know there's ties between
the
Cowboys and
yeah.
Right. Exactly. So
he
knows Carroll. You don't think he's not gonna? You don't think he's gonna go to Marinelli and tip him off that this is what they like to do on defense? I mean, you got a little bit of leakage with the, it's like a mole,
yeah.
a Trojan horse. On the Cowboys sideline, it's game plan to game plan. Not everything's going to be the same day to day, week to week. But different personnel this year with the Seahawks, of course. But definition of Litton nailed it, man. I mean, I love Bobby Wagner is probably a top two, top three linebacker in this league. We haven't gotten
Easily.
To the other game because I think there's another
Easily.
Linebacker that's not even mentioned a lot in C.J. Mosley. But we'll get to that when we get to the other game. K.J. Wright, Bobby Wagner. I think.
Yeah.
They're going to have a long day because if they're going to start loading up the box to put eight people in the box to start stop Ezekiel Elliott, that Prescott, if they don't get pressure on them, because it's possible, if they don't send the blitz and they rely on the one-on-ones with Frank Clark on trying to get around Tyron Smith, Amari Cooper could win those one-on-one matchups versus like Trey Boston, man. I mean, they could win those one-on-one matchups, man. And the Cowboy wide receivers, for what it's worth, they've been playing a lot better the last couple of weeks. The Tampa Bay game, and they made some defensive plays in that game, too, with Randy Gregory. I hate to say it because they're Cowboys, but the linebacker, Jalen Smith, has played outstanding. Van Der Esch has did a good job this year. But there's that factor with Russell Wilson, man. There is that factor, though, because they better contain their lanes, meaning the defensive ends for the Cowboys, because if they think they could come up around the edges against that quarterback, and like Jason said, they have a terrible offensive line, but they have that quarterback to get out of those circumstances. He could take
right.
off on them, but they got.
Right.
I think the Cowboys might put a spy on Russell, and it could really neutralize him. But overall, man, I think the Cowboys could run the game, and I hope I'm wrong. But I mean, being objective, like Steve said, man, if they run the ball like we think they can and should. I mean, I think they should be able to win this game. And I hate to say that because you know who we are.
I know
you
do.
Got to call it how it is. So that's my thought.
All right. I don't have much to say about this except that one of the things I look, they have the Seahawks do have the top running game in the whole league, man. I mean, Chris Carson is a one to find there, and like you and Jason just alluded to.
How do you think their run defense is going against theirs? How you think the Cowboys run defense is going to do against that? How you think the Cowboys run defense as a unit going up against that Seahawks run off?
I don't know. Right now, that's an X factor to me, Steve. I just don't know what this is. The trenches will tell the story of this game. This is a trench ready game because you got two powerful running teams here. Okay. And you also add to the fact that you really can't discount the experience that Russell Wilson brings to this, man. Six out of the last seven playoff games for Seattle he's appeared in, and when it was supposed to be written off, and he's also thrown for 35 touchdowns. So you mix that with the this is really really tough. But I gotta say this. Back to Legion of Boom side, the other side. Still staying with the defense, actually. How do I say this? Look, I'm just going to say this much. I'm going to say this much. Again, you alluded to Bobby Wagner. Yeah, he's definitely one of the game's best. Okay, and as always, the Seahawks, they were a true force to be reckoned with at home, but this game is in Dallas, man, and expecting a team that was 4-4 on the road to win there at this point in time, in this particular game, in this situation, it's pretty unrealistic. And I'm going to leave it right there until pick time. I'm just going to leave it like that because you guys stole every bit of thunder there was in the goddamn sky. 929-477-4171. Sunday, we have another game. We have another game. We got another game. And you guys know what game this is. Sunday, at 1 o'clock p.m., the Los Angeles Chargers, I got to get used to saying that, the Los Angeles Chargers will be in Baltimore to play the Ravens. The Ravens have every reason to be optimistic, every reason, you know. In fact, they beat L.A., Los Angeles Chargers, what, 2 weeks ago, I think it was?
Right.
And that was the key to taking the division right there. This is another hard-to-figure-out thing, man. I mean, you know, I got to give it to you guys first, man, because this Lamar Jackson factor is going to win this game for Baltimore if they're to be successful. So let's swing into that right quick. Jason, the definition of lit, how do you see this one? Because I'm really interested in what you guys think about this more than any other game here.
Well, you know, Chris, and I'm sure Steve from L.A. could probably help me out with this, but I do not see Baltimore beating the Chargers twice. I don't see that happening. Yes, it's the playoffs. Yes, it's in B-more, but the fact is, okay, whatever happened during the regular season meeting, everybody coming back at full strength, they've already seen Lamar Jackson plenty of times on film. I think a lot of the idiosyncrasies, a lot of the mistakes that the LA Chargers made in the last game they played during the regular season will all be corrected. And as far as there was one person, I need some help on this. Somebody did not play that game. That's number one on the Chargers. And also, that big tight end, he will not, I guarantee you, he will not make another fumble like he did and lost that game.
Antonio Gates.
Yeah, he won't fumble again. That's not going to happen again. The regular season, again, doors closed, other doors open.
This is the playoffs.
You have basically a rookie going at it against Philip Rivers.
Yep.
You got to give the edge right now to the Chargers. But again, I just
kind of want to leave that normally iterating.
But you're not going to beat the Chargers twice.
Wow.
Now Philip Rivers is too—he's too silky. He's like a
little
garden snake. He ain't going to catch that guy.
All right, let me move on. Steve in L.A., back that up, sir.
Okay, so you know, I mean, honestly, I haven't watched both these teams very much. I watched the Ravens last week, and but let's be honest, they were lucky to escape that game. And you know, I don't think there's enough. People talk about people will figure out Lamar Jackson, and that may happen, but I don't exactly think that enough time has passed that teams have, you know, exactly, you can just assume, oh, well, this team will figure them out. I think you need an off season for people to really, you know, break things down. I saw a video of this guy, Brett Coleman, who breaks down like various things. And he was just kind of like, oh, well, all you have to do to beat his read option is to crash, is to have the outside linebacker crash in. And I just looked at it as like, it's not that easy. Yeah, it's not so simple. And I don't know what you're going to get out of him. I mean, you know, yeah, he's a rookie, but part of it is he probably, you know, he's got nothing to lose. He wasn't like a guy that, you know, he's not Baker Mayfield or, you know, these other guys who were expected to go, you know, who went in the beginning of the draft, who, you know, had the expectations that he was kind of one of these guys who a lot of people, you know, thought he would never adjust as an NFL quarterback. So I don't think the pressure is going to get to him. And I think that the fact that they won just a couple weeks ago in a game that meant something to both teams and at LA, which is not exactly, you know, a great home field. I happen to work about a mile away from that stadium. So I don't know. I mean, I think the Ravens can win this game. This is at Baltimore, right? This game.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, You know, I haven't watched the Chargers that much, so I mean, it seems that.
Well, save your prediction because I'm going to do this. We're going to do this right at the end. We'll save your prediction.
Okay.
Hold on to that.
I'll just say that I think Lamar Jackson is going to play better than people give him credit for. I don't think that teams have figured him out yet, so I don't think that the Chargers are magically going to figure him out this week. I think they're going to struggle to defend him, and that's what I'm going to say about that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you this. The Baltimore team, the players themselves, they rally behind this guy. He brings something else to them, some kind of energy. And also, by the way, he becomes the youngest quarterback in NFL history to start a playoff game. 21 years old. I didn't know that.
Wow.
I wouldn't have known that.
I didn't know that either.
I
want to say something about – can I say something about what Steve said before about, like, you know, looking at these guys, you know, how they do in these big college games. Just keep in mind, I'm going to keep in mind one thing. You know, Peyton Manning never won a national championship. His team won a national championship the next year with T. Martin. I don't think anyone's going to be confused about which quarterback is better.
Woo! I love it. That's true. All right. Hey, but Azul, before you come back on, thank you, Steve, in L.A. We're coming back to you in a minute now.
Great.
Don't go anywhere. Don't hang his phone up.
I'm not going anywhere.
Billy Bob. Billy Bob has entered the room, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Bob, what's your take on this game here, on this the L.A. Chargers going over to Baltimore to play the Ravens?
Hey, listen, you know who I feel? I kind of feel bad for Phillip Rivers. It's like, to me, I watched Ben Roethlisberger luck up and get two. I watched Ben Roethlisberger get two, and I watched Eli get two. And it seemed like this dude right here is going to get the bad end of the scrawl, where he might have just been – he's finally got him a team, but it might be too late. It's just too late. So I just feel like Baltimore got the right. Yeah, I just feel like Baltimore had that right kind of formula, playoff, slow it down, and not let him get off. And that's what I'm. And if you think in football, I think they most likely gonna have time control. So I see a bad end result for like really much as I. Want to give him high praise and want to say he can get through, but he just got the bad end of the stick. I mean, he's one of the type of player that just get the bad end of the stick. I don't know.
Good. Then hold that thought because I need you to comment on the picks. So hold on because I know where you're going with this. Azul, I need your take.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree with Jason and what he said as far as we were actually in Indianapolis right before the Giants game, in that game where the Chargers were coming up the field, and Antonio Gates had a rare catch and fumble, and it was a return for a touchdown. Kind of sealed the game for the Ravens. But I thought, had that not happened, I thought the Chargers were in position to go down the field and win that game. I thought it felt like they were going to win that game. Going to this week, the Chargers are very impressive. I mean, it's almost like they're underratedly impressive in the sense of look at where they went this year, where they went to play and win. They went to Kansas City and won on a Thursday night. They went to Pittsburgh, came back from the dead in a game in the second half. Because I thought Pittsburgh was going to blow them out. They were on a Sunday night in Pittsburgh. They went there and won. They went up to Seattle and won. I mean, they've gone to some tough places this season and handled their business. So I think the Chargers, and I think that goes to a point to what Steve from L.A. said, as far as they don't really have a home field. They don't really have like a like they play 16 games on a road. Like the home, they don't really have a home field type of deal. Right. Joey Bosa, Emmanuel, Derwin James, Melvin Ingram, they got a solid foundation on each level. What I like about this first round, all the teams that are in it, I think six or maybe seven teams of the teams that are playing this weekend, they have exceptional linebacker play. Exceptional. And this game is no different. The Chargers got exceptional linebackers. They got pass rushers. But we know Terrell Suggs is going to the Hall of Fame. And like I said about C.J. Mosley, C.J. Mosley has played fantastic defense this year. He was awesome this year on defense. They play a 3-4. They got Wormley. They still got Wormley and Williams up the middle, to the middle, and they let those linebackers fly and make plays. And I agree with Steve from L.A. on this sense as far as I don't know how they're going to defend Lamar Jackson because since he's taken over from Flacco, it's like, you know, this is what he's done in Louisville. This is what he does. He's, you know, run option. Pure athleticism. An athletic quarterback. He's an athlete back there. He's not even a quarterback. He's an athlete. I don't know how you defend against that. Now, I know what, you know, nobody's probably mentioned this. I'm not even talking about on this platform or just in general. You know this game means a lot to a guy like Eric Weddle, free safety for the Ravens. You know this game means a lot for a guy like Eric Weddle, you know, a former Charger, longtime Charger. I know they went to L.A. and won the game out 2 weeks ago, but you know he would like to stick it to them in the playoffs. And I think this is a very, very good game. They just played like a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, you have at least some sort of familiarity on how this is going to go. The freak stuff that happened, like Jason mentioned, I think that could be corrected. So I'm going to leave it at that. Phillip Rivers, if there's ever a time to actually go on a Super Bowl run, it's probably this
Steve,
year.
You're always taking my damn thunder, man.
Oh, man. One more thing before we go back, before you have to chime in, and I know you got another game. I'll say this about T. Martin and Peyton Manning. They never had to go up against Nick Saban. And Deshaun Watson carved them up twice.
Yeah.
That's how I look at that.
Well, all right. I'm going to skim by this because I'm going to, because I need to get to the final game. Because this is the game, this particular game, the Ravens and the Chargers, that's the one I needed help with. Okay, because there's some things that bother me. I think the Chargers are going to have a problem slowing down Lamar Jackson and Gus Edwards. I really do think they are, you know. But, you know, there's another thing that you guys haven't mentioned was, you know, the Ravens aren't, I mean, they had about 10 turnovers in the last six games, and that's good. You know, that's typical hardcore Ravens defense. But Mahomes and Mayfield both had 300 yards passing against them, and that's, I'm pretty sure Phillip Rivers is saying, look, this snot-nosed little kid is not going to beat me. I've been here too long, and this is my moment. Okay? He's thinking that. Something's on his brainstem. Look, the Chargers had a good season. It was probably more impressive than Baltimore's, actually. And you're right, Steve. Steve Azul. They're probably very, very underrated. But unless they figure out something based on the film of their fairly humiliating loss a couple of weeks ago. Okay, let's go to the last game. Because I want to get to these picks afterwards, man, really, really badly. Okay, gentlemen. All right. So, a couple of weeks ago, the Eagles wasn't even supposed to make the damn playoffs after they got to 6-7. They lost Carson Wentz. He has his back injury. They always talk about it around here. I get tired of it. Now they go into wild card weekend. They're on a 3-game winning streak. They think they can try it. They're delirious a little bit. Their fan bases anyway. They can recreate last year when they came in. You know, they entered each playoff game as an underdog. They still won the damn Super Bowl. It's going to be a great story regardless of how it turns out. But and also you got Chicago. They rode their damn suffocating defense, and they have a good enough offense. It's not lights out. So they rode that shit to what, the third best record in the NFC, I believe, and they force turnovers. They run the ball and it's right now they're on a high. Now I need to know what you guys think from the top. Jason, your take on this Eagles Bears thing.
I do not see how, first and foremost, how the Eagles got into the playoffs. Complete 180. And
I know how close you live to Philly, and it's probably going to hurt you when you have to talk about this game.
But I just hope,
I just
really hope that the Bears just light Philly up.
The only thing I want to add on that, Chris,
is
they got to go easy on Nick Foles because got to make sure Nick Foles leaves
in free agency
uninjured.
We all have reasons.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good, but I think, you know,
if you want to match defense for defense, we obviously already know that Chicago is jacked in the defense.
Yes, they are.
They hopefully
top
will
rank.
Control the line of scrimmage. I also know that
The Eagles' offensive line has taken a step backwards, either with departures or injuries, and
they're going with the backup, which happens to be the Super Bowl MVP,
which is I know.
You know, as far as
what the Eagles are going to do, I mean, obviously they got three receivers, or actually I think it's what, two, and then Ertz,
Aguilar.
One of them's on the top of my tongue, but they
pretty much go with T. Stetton and the one
tight end. Running back,
so,
yeah.
Can't they leave it?
Ultimately, I just hope they kick the shit out of Philly.
And I'll be happy.
Thank you. Best
thank
thing
you.
I heard all day. Thank you, Jason. That's why you're my man. Appreciate
mm-hmm.
it. That's the definition of kicking ass lit. Steven L.A., give it to me. What you got? Eagles, Bears. Who the
Yeah, you know, I'm trying. Last year, it's hard for me to be objective. It's just hard for me to be objective, and it was so frustrating this last week to watch the Eagles and the. And the Redskins, like, basically, you know, they wouldn't even try. And then to watch the Vikings just, I mean, they look terrible, you know. And I like to think that the Vikings lost because the Bears are so much better than them. And they'll show it again this week. I think the one thing, to me, the one thing is, you know, this is going to be the spotlight for Trubisky. I mean, he hasn't been in this situation before. So, and I think the pressure on him is going to be greater than, you know, what's going to be on Lamar Jackson. Because that guy was, I think it was a number two pick. And, you know, he's expected
to
win this game.
They're
going to be at home.
Yeah.
He was a late first round. I thought he was picked like second. Am I not remembering this right?
I thought he was a late. I could be wrong, but I thought he was a late first rounder. But good, there's no problem.
I'll figure it out later. What was I gonna say? I think the pressure is gonna be on him in this game. I mean, you know, overall, I think the Bears are a better team, and you know, they're gonna be at home. And I don't even, is Foles, like, is he still hurt, or is he actually?
He's got sore ribs, but he's not questionable anymore. He's gonna start.
But who knows if he's gonna be, you know, really at full speed in this game? I mean, you know, you can't take anything out of them how they play the Redskins. The Redskins are a disaster. I mean, the Giants destroyed them. That's all you need to know. And what else can I say about that?
Don't say anything else.
So,
wait till your pick, because I need your pick on this.
Yeah,
game.
I can't be objective about the Eagles. Yeah.
I know. Billy Bob, about this game, excuse me for 1 second. I got to say something. I hate the fucking Eagles! Okay, I'm back now. All right. Everything's okay. I just had to put out a fire over there. So, Billy Bob, tell me what you think about this game.
Damn, you won't hate the Eagles even more, because how they got in, that's the last thing. You know how you're just looking at the team, you're like, please don't let the team get in, because if they get in, they're going to wreck shop. I feel sorry for y'all. Even though we know that Bears got a good defense and probably a quality offense, I don't think it's enough, because I think the Eagles are playing with something. There's just something about that team that the whole thing was, let it just get in. We made it through the play. We made it through the regular season. Just let's just get in. So what y'all gonna see? A lot of people Lewis Riddick gonna be upset for picking this team as a Super Bowl contender. I see the Bears going down. They don't have enough offense.
Do you? All right,
y'all laughing.
Oh, I can't wait for the
going
pick.
Down.
Okay, I can't wait for the pick. I can't wait. All right, stand by, because I can't wait to hear your pick. I can't wait to hear it, Billy Bob. Azul. Tell me what you think. Excuse me 1 second.
Oh, man. Like,
I hate the goddamn Eagles! I'm back.
I feel you, man. Steve from L.A. summed it up perfectly. It's hard to be objective, man. It's really hard to be objective.
It is.
And Jason said it also. Eagles, they're a very tricky team. What makes it tricky is they have championship. They're a championship team from the prior year. It's hard to believe that of all teams, the Eagles, you know, a defending champion, are back to defend their title. And but they lost a lot, including their offensive head coach or offensive coordinator, who's now the head coach in Indianapolis. They lost the battering ram in LeGarrette Blount. But you have Darren Sproles or whatever's left of him. They added Golden Tate. I mean, they added a lot of pieces, and a lot of pieces were gone. And they kind of stumbled into the playoffs. They weren't as sharp. But you know what's crazy? Nick Foles, and I you know, a lot of people from Philadelphia, they always say they love Carson Wentz, but then he's been taking a hit from the fans.
Yep.
From watching the games the last couple of seasons, Nick Foles has played. He's held his own. He held his own in the playoffs. They have that going on, man. I mean, this is not as far fetched as people might think.
Right.
And the Bears is kind of new. I think the Bears are ahead of schedule from where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think they were going to win the NFC North, but things fell right, and then of course that trade really, really propelled them with Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was there observing my thoughts on the picks.
Okay. I will too. But let me tell you this. We always talk about the Bears defense, man. You know, you got Mack, you got Hicks, you got Fuller. There may be a problem, though. Eddie Jackson is their best defensive back, and he's questionable. So that may be a little problem. But this defense, though, you know, they score so much on their own. They finished with the ninth most points in the NFL, despite, you know, being ranked like 21st in offensive yards, you know, on offense because of their field position they're always left with. Okay, and look, I'm gonna save my. Let's go into these picks. I can't wait.
Let me add this real quick. In this game, the Eagles and the Bears, I would say both the offensive line and defensive line on both sides of the ball are at least average at best. Average at minimum. They're good.
Minimum.
Eagles offensive and defensive line, Chicago offensive line, defensive line, decent, pretty good at least. So I like that in that sense.
Okay, listen, gentlemen, we got 7.5 minutes left. We're gonna work it this way. With 4 being outstanding and 1 being absolutely yuck, okay, we're going to rate. How do you want to do this, Steve? Azul, Steve, not you, LA. How should we do this again?
Let's go ahead and make the picks. And then each game, we're going to put a confidence number on each game. So whoever you pick to win, if you're very, very confident in them winning, you might want to put a 4 on it. If you're feeling the least confident on them winning, you put a 1 on it. We're going to do a postseason pick based off values of picks or values of confident pick numbers. Once again, congratulations to Billy Bob for winning the regular season title. He held
Billy
it down.
Bob.
Now we're on to the playoffs. Right.
You in the playoffs now, son.
Man, I got God damn. I wanted to win that.
Jason, confident. Okay. Colts at Texans. Let me do the – hold on a minute. I got to do a
–
Steve Azul thing here. There you go. Okay.
Okay.
Jason, Colts at Texans and the confidence pick.
Colts and Texans – I'm going to take the Texans, and I guess, what is it, 4 or 5?
No, yeah, 4 being
you
the
said
higher
four being
the
four.
Being stuck.
Yeah,
highest
yeah, 4.
Four,
yeah. 4, sir. Yeah, 4.
So, Colts beating the Texans with a 4. Real quick, for 20 seconds, tell me why. Tell me why again. Reiterate why.
You know, I think the caveat's going to be Andrew Luck making some bonehead kind of Eli-esque situational things that are going to screw it up for them.
Gotcha. All right. I'm going to still go around the round table. Steve in L.A., same thing. Colts at Texas.
Okay, so
with four
just quick, quickly, this ranking of 1 to 4, is that, like, do I have to – can I pick like four for all of them, or three, or do I have to go 1, 2, 3, 4 depending on the?
No, just so, just,
be...
just your confidence level, your confidence.
Okay,
right.
So it doesn't matter game to game.
Like...
it can be okay. Okay,
right.
I got you. Okay, I'm gonna pick the Texans, and I will go with a 3.
And why?
I just think overall they're a better team than we playing at home. I think overall they're more what's the word I'm looking, consistent.
Fair enough.
On both sides of the ball.
Fair enough.
So.
That's good. Billy Bob. Coastal Texans.
Yeah, I'm going with Houston Texans, and I'm gonna say I'm feeling very confident because what I've seen from Indianapolis Colts wasn't strong enough to say that they got enough offensive power to keep up. But they got a good defense, but I don't think what I'm seeing, I'm very confident that Houston can take it, come away with it. Yeah.
Okay. Azul.
I had the Texans at a 4, not because I'm highly confident in this game, it's just because the other games I'm not as confident, if that makes sense.
Okay, cool. This was a tight game, man, before a couple of, I think week 14 it was or something like that. And it ended the Texans' nine-game winning streak, and they haven't forgotten it. They haven't forgotten it, and they're sitting there in Texas. So with a 4, I'm going to pick the Texans to win this game. Okay, Jason, Seahawks at Cowboys, go for it.
We're going with the Seahawks, and I'm going to say – I'm going to go three on that. Keep in mind that there are a lot of injuries right now that we don't know about on Dallas. The Seahawks are coming in pretty much at full strength.
Okay. Steve in L.A., same thing.
I'm going to pick Dallas, and I'm going to go 4. I think they're playing the best football in the league right now.
Oh, my God.
I hate to say it. Look, I hate to say it. I don't. I wish it wasn't true. What do you want from me? But I think they're gonna. I don't think they have a problem with Seattle, unfortunately.
All right.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah, it is. It is. By the way, yeah. Continue. Billy Bob, real quick. Same game. Seahawks.
Okay,
Cowboys.
My confidence level is at a 3, and it's leading the Cowboys. They mirror images of themselves. But I'm riding with the two younger linebackers in Dallas to take this one out. But this is, yeah.
Azul. Okay, Azul.
I'm picking the Cowboys, but my confidence level is a 2.
Okay, I'm picking the Cowboys, and my confidence level is a 1. Okay, that's right. Yes, you heard me correctly.
All right.
And finally, the game that needs to be... I got to find out what you guys think about this. Jason, Eagles at Bears. Give me something. Tell me what you got.
Bears,
confidence level 3.
Honestly, it really doesn't matter. It could be a 1. It could be a 4. Whatever. As long as they just destroy that shit in South Philly. That's all that I care about. Just destroy down there.
Thank you.
Wait. Real quick. You said 2?
No, 3, Steve, 3.
He's at 3.
Well, then you picked the Seahawks at a 3, so you got to put one number for each. So you got Seahawks at a 3, Bears at a, you got either 2 or 1 at this point.
All right, Steve, you pick it. Make it quick. You pick it, Steve. It's on you. Go ahead.
Talk to me.
You good.
Okay, wait a minute.
It is what it is.
I got to find out how to do this. Okay, hold on. Check this out. Give me the pick for all your games, Jason. Seattle. I didn't say East. No. I'm sorry. The Eagles and Bears. Give me that one more time. Instead of 3?
I'm going Bears 3, yes.
Okay. I'm going to the same one. What do you got, Steve? We don't have to talk about it. Just give me a number.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bears. Put this one a 3, and the first game, you can move that to a 2. Which was the first game that we picked?
Texans.
That was Texans and in Colts, yeah.
Right, make that a 2.
Okay, got it.
Make that a 2. Let me do that. Got it. Okay. Billy Bob, Eagles and Bears.
Eagles and the Bears. I got Eagles and the Bears. I said I'm going with the Eagles. And my my confidence level is probably a one.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to give the Bears a 4 confidence level, Steve Azul. What do you got?
You put the Texans at a 4. We'll solve that later because I know you're running.
Jesus, do you mind?
Yeah. So I got the Eagles at a 1. What about the other game? Charger game?
Okay. Gentlemen, thank you for everything. Thank you for everything, but we got to go.
We
got to go.
What about the Charger game? We got time. What about the Charger game?
Ravens won.
Oh, jeez. I forgot about
Ravens
that.
Ravens won.
Ravens with a 2. Billy Bob.
Ravens with a 2.
Ravens with a 2.
Okay. And who am I missing?
Jason.
Steven L.A., what'd you say?
I said Ravens won.
Okay, Ravens.
What about Jason?
I'm going Chargers 1. Chargers 1. Chargers 1.
Yeah. I got
Thank
Ravens
you.
With a 2.
Great
yeah.
show. Great
okay,
show.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And I have Chargers 3. Now Chargers 3.
All right. Let me get that too. Okay. I want to remind everybody to please download the Bleed Blue Show on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, or go to the bleedblueshow.com/podcast for all of recent episodes of not only the Giants podcast, but the Yankees and Rangers with Rangers Proud. And, of course, Knickerbocker Ave on Wednesdays with the New York Knickerbocker Ave Show with Steve Azul. I want to thank forever my boy, the definition of lit, Jason. Steve from L.A., thanks for showing up. Billy Bob for being in his feelings. The great Azul for doing what he do so much. I'm your professor. I want to say bleed blue, proud as you can do. And let's just have fun this weekend, y'all. Let's have fun with this thing. Sangre Azul. Bleed blue, y'all.
Sangre Azul. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you?